Here's your Basin Radio Network news from the Gingrich Structures News Center, your local post-frame construction experts.
Man accused of breaking mother's leg during family dispute. With your Basin Radio Network news, I'm Terry Shaleen. A 37-year-old Campbell County man is facing felony charges after authorities say he assaulted his 65-year-old mother during a family argument Thursday morning. According to Campbell County Sheriff Scott Matheny, deputies responded to a home on Palomino Road where they learned Morgan Youngberg had been arguing with family members over the recent death of a relative. Investigators say the argument escalated after his mother suggested he seek counseling. Law enforcement says Youngberg allegedly pushed his mother into a desk, forcefully grabbed her by the neck and arm, and continued to assault her after she fled to a bedroom. Deputies say he broke into the room and threw dresser drawers at her. The woman suffered injuries to her back, head, and shoulder, along with a broken leg. Youngberg was arrested and is facing charges of aggravated assault and domestic battery. Ann Simpson, wife of late Senator Alan Simpson, dies at 94. Ann Simpson, the wife of late Wyoming Senator Alan Simpson and a respected advocate for education, mental health, and the arts, has died at the age of 94. According to Cowboy State Daily, family members say Simpson passed away early Friday morning with her daughter, Sue Simpson Gallagher, by her side. According to the family, she had been diagnosed with an illness about 2 months ago, but faced the end of her life with faith and peace. Married to Alan Simpson for more than 70 years, Ann was described by her family as the heart of the Simpson family and a steadfast partner throughout her husband's decades of public service. The couple met at the University of Wyoming and married in 1954. Beyond supporting one of Wyoming's most recognizable political figures, Ann Simpson made her own mark by launching Cody's first American Field Service Student Exchange Program and advocating for mental health awareness and the arts across the state. U.S. Senator John Barrasso called Alan and Ann Simpson a legacy team, saying Wyoming was fortunate to learn from both of them. Ann Simpson is survived by her children, grandchildren, and great-grandchildren. She was 94. That's it for your Basin Radio Network news. I'm Terry Shaleen.